Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Mediterranean munchies, or one from column F, one from column V. Well, folks, I grew up drinking whole milk, putting real butter on everything from potatoes to popcorn, and thinking steak, cake with butterfat frosting, and ice cream were the treatiest of treats. So, as we've heard that saturated fat and cholesterol are not such a treat for the insides, it's been a struggle to reorganize my personal menu. No big surprise, because us psychology types know one of the stages we go through in changing is contemplation. We recognize we're doing something costly and start thinking about changing it, considering, contemplating. Something that can tip the balance to actually doing the new do is learning the benefits, what makes it worthwhile to put up with all the hassle. And if you've been hearing that a diet higher in fruits and veggies is healthier, and who hasn't, but haven't yet made the switch, here's food for thought. Researchers followed over 300,000 European men and women with no history of heart disease or stroke. After 8 years, they found people who ate more than 2 daily servings of fruits and veggies had significantly lower risk of dying in those 8 years from those cardiovascular nasties. Let me summarize. For every additional artichoke or apple, big banana, bunch of Brussels sprouts, portion of peas or peppers or pomegranates, length of lettuce, topping of tomatoes, rasher of radishes, ounce or two or three of onions or oranges, gaggle of green beans, collection of carrots, concentration of cauliflower, selection of strawberries or squash, etc., there was a 4% reduction in risk of dying in those 8 years, up to 22% lower for people eating 8 or more of the aforementioned, and I'm sure you don't want me to go through the list again, every day. And since heart disease and stroke are number 1 and 2 on the list of what knocks us off, this change might just be worth the hassle. What do you think? The second balance tipping study looked at the benefits of eating the so-called Mediterranean diet. Fruits and veggies again, olive oil, fish, whole grains, and a glass of wine, comparing them to a high saturated fat or low fat, high carb diet. The researchers found the Mediterranean diet reduced damage to the lining of the blood vessels and improved its ability to heal. Do we care? Yes, because the lining breakdown leads to buildup of atherosclerotic plaque, the essential cause of most heart disease. So if you like living, and I do, so I hope you do, remember these studies and imagine those healthy nutrients zipping around inside of you and arrange your personal menu accordingly. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. See you in the fruit and veggie aisle. Thanks for tuning in.